Some of Vermont's largest ski areas owe their success to lease agreements that allow them to use land owned by the state of Vermont. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, state auditor Doug Hofer says the state ought to be charging higher rates for its pristine mountain land.
Back in the middle part of the last century, when local legends like state forester Perry Merrill were trying to bring skiing to the masses, the state of Vermont made what would prove to be a critical decision. In exchange for a cut of lift ticket revenues, the state would lease to private companies the high-elevation mountain land they'd need to sustain any kind of profitable ski venture. The deal ended up working out pretty well for everyone involved. But more than 70 years after that first lease was signed, the terms of the agreements remain largely unchanged. And state auditor Doug Hofer says the money the state gets out of those lease payments, about $3 million this year, doesn't reflect the value it's giving away to resorts now owned, in some cases, by large out-of-state corporations.
The industry developed and grew and has become a very important part of the state's economy. Having said that, can we justify a lease payment established 50 years ago? Are we getting a fair return? I think the answer is probably no.
Business is booming at ski areas, where slopeside real estate development far outstrips profits coming from ticket sales. And Hofer says the value of the condos, restaurants, golf courses, and other amenities being constructed in ski towns derive their value from one main asset.
A considerable portion of the value of those holdings is because of their proximity to the leased land. There's lots of mountains in Vermont, but I don't see million-dollar condos going up unless there's that infrastructure.
But because the lease payments are tied largely to ticket sales, Hofer says the state isn't seeing revenue increases commensurate with the growth in the ski resort industry. Adjusted for inflation, lease payments have actually declined over the last decade. Mike Frazier is the Lands Administration Director at the Agency of Natural Resources, the Vermont agency that oversees the leases. Frazier says the state analyzed the lease structure back in 2007, right before it signed a 30-year lease extension with the owners of Burke.
You know, Vermont ski leases, even though they're old, they're dated, they're not necessarily consistent, they generate generally more revenue than other publicly administered ski leases.
Commissioner of Forest Parks and Recreation Michael Snyder, meanwhile, says he'd love to figure out a way to renegotiate higher lease payments.
And we're interested in making those as big as they could possibly be, reasonably and legally.
Unfortunately, he says, the leases aren't up for several decades. And according to the lease contract, the state can't alter the terms of the lease without explicit permission from the ski areas. And Snyder says economic development generated by the ski industry has resulted in tax revenues, job growth, and business creation that far exceed what lease payments would bring in.
But there's other benefits that we enjoy and have enjoyed through the development of these ski areas.
Hofer says he hopes the report will start a conversation in the legislature about how to compel ski areas to revise the terms of their leases prior to their expiration. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.